Unit 7. Gift-giving in China, Japan, and Australia. In China. Lavish gift-giving was an important part of Chinese culture in the past. Today, official policy in Chinese business culture forbids giving gifts. This gesture is considered bribery, an illegal act in this country. In any case, you will have to approach giving gifts with discretion, as outlined in the following points. If you wish to give a gift to an individual, you must do it privately, in the context of friendship, not business. The Chinese will decline a gift several times before finally accepting, so as not to appear greedy. You will have to continue to insist. Once the gift is accepted, express gratitude. In the presence of other people, never present a valuable gift to one person. This gesture will cause only embarrassment and possibly even problems for the recipient, given the strict rules against bribery in Chinese business culture. If possible, have your gifts wrapped in red paper, for red is considered a lucky color. Plain red paper is one of the few safe choices, since a variety of meanings, many of which are negative, are attributed to colors in Chinese culture. In Japan, gift-giving is an important part of Japanese business protocol. Moreover, gifts are exchanged among colleagues on July 15th and January 1st to commemorate mid-year and the year's end, respectively. It is a good policy to bring an assortment of gifts for your trip. This way, if you are unexpectedly presented with a gift, you will be able to reciprocate. The emphasis in Japanese business culture is on the ritual of gift-giving, rather than the gift itself. For this reason, you may receive a gift that seems too modest or, conversely, extravagant. An expensive gift will not be perceived as a bribe. A wrapped gift is often carried inside a shopping bag to avoid ostentation and minimize any hint that a gift is about to be presented. The best time to present a gift is toward the end of your visit. You can discreetly approach the recipient, indicating that you have a small gift. Avoid giving a gift early in a relationship or at any conspicuous moment. Present gifts with both hands. Gifts in pairs are considered lucky. It is customary to comment that the gift you are presenting, even if it is extravagant, is an uninteresting or dull thing. This statement is meant to convey, our relationship is more important than this trivial item. The safest gift-wrapping choices are pastel-colored papers without bows. In Australia, generally, gift-giving is not part of Australian business culture. But if you are invited to a home for dinner, it's permissible to bring a token gift of flowers, chocolates, a craft from your home region, or wine. An illustrated book from your home region can be another welcome gift. Taking someone out for a meal or other entertainment is another popular gift. Bear in mind that your thoughtful choice is considered more important than the actual cost of the gift.